Zurich.
Second.
That's your part, Don.
I don't think I can because I wasn't at the whole meeting.
Very good.
That's a good call.
I'll second. Any discussion?
No discussion.
John, anything in here that you have any questions about?
No, it looks good to me from my part of it.
Okay. Very good. Then all in favor of accepting these minutes as written?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Sign the original.
Russell.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good evening.
We lost Chris again.
He's scanning the digital recorder for the backup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we might be saving us the money on salary.
Chris is less before.
Yeah.
Thank you.
or make it, and actually we'll start the next month by product testing for a year, every quarter. Have to do it once in August, every quarter after that.
By product,
try out other things, two different tests that have been done, and if there's no chlorine, right, by products as well.
Right.
So that's triggered by the use of chlorine then?
That's being acquired. Yep.
We've leveled off on our percentage for the chlorine.
Yeah, we've only put in 2, you know, the high of 0.2.
Yeah.
Time to time, I have in the past. My wife's super sensitive to it, but you know, I haven't noticed it.
I did do
it
in the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another test.
Normally, test.
Yep.
That's a Ford, right?
Chevy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an 04. So. Okay. I think it's 10 years old now. But we need something to start time.
Well,
we're going to have to get it in the next couple of years. Or, I don't know, the next couple of years might be a brand new engine.
Right. Well, we'd be going, I mean, we were going 9 years
yeah.
on those trucks. So obviously that was 10. Although, estimate it gets a little bit lighter duty.
Yeah.
But still, we get used.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet we pumped some water today.
Tomorrow or last
about a third as much as more.
Fingers dream. Good for water.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Did have 5 new water sources put in over the bayside. Water sources.
Mm-hmm. two lots, or are those houses?
Those are the houses.
So
those
five houses.
Five new service accounts put into our
Yeah, we have it. I have copies of the draft of what we're going to send them, so we can. It's on our agenda.
Don't think it was on the agenda.
Oh, it's in your.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I had one last month where the guy called me.
Well, then we can do it. Right now. So there's copies. As you're familiar, this is the just an amendment to the lease with Sprint going to Tower. And what I going through it, if you look in Section 1 term, I marked it up to change the 5-year term to a 1-year term. So we're just offering them a 1-year extension at a 3% rent increase. That's the amount down in Section 2 at $2,960.14. That represents a 3% increase over what they're paying now in this last year, the current term. And that's not in debate. That's, you know, they expect to pay that. And as a matter of fact, that's their language they proposed to pay that. And then I just struck all the other terms that they had proposed, such as their right to terminate, you know, with 60 days notice. And just some other housekeeping in there for the right name and for contact with the fire district. And so what we can do is, provided everyone is comfortable with the 1-year extension, then I can, or if we have any other edits, if there's anything you want to add to this, we can finish the markup and then Chris will just send it over to Sprint. But we'll have them executed first. That way, we will have our signatures on it if they're going to, you know, write in any changes or anything else. So we'll get them to sign it first, and then I think what we'll do is just it'll be at the office. We can, you know, just come by and sign it.
Now,
do
you have
the
electronic
mark up
there?
Yeah. This is yeah, we'll send them the markup one and we'll send them the clean one together and just execute that one and you can scan it, send it back, and then, you know, the originals can catch up with them once you execute, so we can do the same. Any other thoughts or discussion?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So I'll give that to you in the morning.
Okay.
You need a motion to send this over to them? No? You good?
No, because we went through it last month when we talked about the extension and based on the uncertainty of the timing of the demo of the tank, we really can't extend any more than just year to year.
For now.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Good. I'm heading to John Gregory,
sorry, boys.
Nothing's going to affect the whole approach from Bob Gate was just to say, hey, put it as an add-on.
So it's more of a review
than
a steering.
Yeah.
Because you're just working in the road with the
right.
car on the side.
But actually, we're doing less work around that area than they are. We're going to be right in the middle of the road with the box and going up
deep. Right. So you're working completely inside the envelope of where. So our design for the main is done. So.
Yeah, everything is done. Is involved the draft pipe to it, and all. It's going to be. There's a little bit of talk between whether it be easy to. Right now, we're going to continue with the ABH for a while, so we get to water basically, and go into the box, and do mold underneath for it, all the way to the other side, underneath the collar. They never did put the second collar in. They decided to go. They are going to put a four block on one side, running down the traffic out of the road. And we're going to plan on going. I guess, Teddy, you may know more about this. I don't know much about that. What is it? PDP?
HDP.
HDP has a different OD and I didn't know what it was saying.
No. We're not going to, you're going to want to go with ductile iron OD on that. You just specify in the HDP pipes that you want it to be the same outside diameter as your ductile iron and your DR18s. That way you don't have to change any of your fittings. All your fittings will be the same.
They're proposing going from an 8-inch ductile iron to a 10-inch
HDP
cross and then going back down to 8. And I said, well,
yeah.
I don't know if that affects the inside at all or anything like that.
No, it's very simple, Chris. It doesn't. No, it's
okay.
Fine. You're going to use a mechanical joint transition on a regular mechanical joint fitting when you enter. When you enter, you start with the HDP, and you'll go back to a mechanical joint transition butt fused on the other side. And the outside diameter is the same, and the inside diameter is darn close.
Does that inside diameter, is it higher? What I don't want to happen is for us to go from this big down to this big and back up to this big, you know,
How far is our run with 10 inch?
I would say about 800 feet.
And then how far are you going to go to reduce down?
I think it's about 1,300 feet, like 800 feet.
And we're reducing down to existing 8 inch ductile iron main out there?
8 inch to 12 inch main on the other side. So, I mean, I don't know if it's worth, you know, after we come up, just going right to 12 inch directly and bring it in.
How much 8 is there?
Probably 400 feet the most.
How much?
400 feet. Before I send it. Just when I get to the young everything. Are you going by something?
What would you do? You would run the 10 inch right by the 8 inch and connect to the 12, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you just abandon the 8? Well, we might consider that staying with the 10 inch. You have to look at what it's going to be SDR 11 10 inch. If I was going to ballpark it, it's probably around 12 to 13 bucks a foot, something like that. That's for the pipe. No fittings issue, but to use it. 40 foot lengths. That's 4,000 bucks, 5,000 bucks with pipe. Let's just see what happens when we get there.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't really matter the conservation thing right now. They don't care about the conservation thing at this point.
Right.
At that point, they have an after when they go up to the big battle at that final one and everything. And talk about when that actually falls. So we might put that in and out. And
yeah.
All the pieces.
Okay. They will be the work together.
The last thing I have on here is the operating position. Probably received, I think it was 18 applications. I
come with a recommendation of a gentleman by the name of Jake Brown, who is Marston's Mills. He does not have any licenses, but I would like to hire him. And I'd like to pay him $17 an hour to start. Because when we hired John, it was in the quarter, and that was 4 years ago. In the past, we've given them a dollar as they got their license. Still bring us under our budget money. We'll be paying the other employees if we put it that way.
So he's starting, essentially, he's the same caliber of employee that John was when he started.
But he's more experienced, I guess you could say, in waterworks, because he's done it before.
That seems fine. I don't know that. I don't know that we have to vote on it.
I don't know if you guys just need to make a motion to hire some of this that you've always done in the past, I believe, in the minutes, looking
okay.
back. At least that's what we did this last time.
Right.
So, I mean,
well, then we can. We'll just have a motion that we authorize, or the board authorizes you to hire a qualified applicant to replace, to fill the vacant operator's position.
Want me to make the motion?
Yeah.
Or second?
Why don't you make it?
All right. Make a motion that Superintendent Chris Wiseman is authorized by this board to hire a qualified replacement for the operator.
Second.
A second.
Any further discussion? So, Chris, I think as you had stated in your guidelines, you've got a salary amount that is similar to starting salaries for operators with this, without licenses in this position, and clearly is within the amounts that we have budgeted in the 2015 budget. So working under those guidelines, I think that you can move ahead. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Votes unanimous. Motion carries.
Now that's one person. Do you have two openings?
I do have two openings. My plan is to establish this gentleman before I hire anybody else.
Okay.
Just for the plain fact that it's going to be awful tough to change people once.
Yeah.
I'd rather get this guy in and get him ready and out there and be able to trust him to be on a weekend duty or something before I hire somebody else on the Saturday.
Well, I was just concerned about all the extra work you're doing, plus the other guy has a bad knee.
Yeah, he's getting better. He doesn't believe it. He doesn't mind the extra work, but he knows he's getting paid for it. So
okay.
He doesn't mind it at all. As far as he's concerned, he'd rather see him with two of us or three of us all the time, just because he feels he's going to be able to keep clocked up a little more every week.
Now, the operator's pay is not like a contract where they have steps, but they have, when they get certifications or licenses, that triggers an increase.
In the past, we've said to give them momentum, yeah, incentive to get the qualifications
yeah.
to have the job, the one license only. Mm-hmm. The two, the 1B and the 1T, that we would give them a dollar raise for each one of those.
Okay.
Over and above, no raises, but we pay for the job of class.
Yeah.
And that's for their own benefit. They sit down the line and help them for a year.
Yeah.
That concludes my report.
Okay, old business. Open Cape We've got A, B, and C here. Open cage security system and West Street tank, which all, to some degree, fall in Russell's wheelhouse. Yeah. And maybe we can cover those simultaneously. We do have Barnstable Land Trust on the agenda at 5:30. In your mountain. Okay. Then I guess we can, we'll discuss that then at the end of the meeting. So, Russell, glad you're here.
Dan Paulus sent me an email 2 weeks ago with pricing on the subject line and said, Chris, I still haven't got you the pricing. I'm still working on it, and I'm planning on getting it to you soon. I did email him yesterday. He never responded. So I don't know what's going on with the pricing. That when he was here, he told us it was right around the corner. So I still have not got it.
$32 million of our hard-earned money
right.
Going into this project. And
it's a little frustrating, I agree. I think ultimately, though, it's at least in the best interest of the fire district to entertain a proposal from Open Cape. What I want to try to avoid, if you have outside contractors putting in conduits or wires or fiber optics and then a utility comes to connect it, if anything's installed improperly, it always turns into a finger-pointing match, and I've seen that on quite a few projects. So if Open Cape is willing to provide a cost and spearhead the entire project, that eliminates that finger-pointing any other potential delays. So I think the best bet now is to keep pressure on Dan to get that number, and at least, you know, let's evaluate it, see if it's within reason, you act on it. If it's not within reason, you got to fall back to a plan B, which may include installing conduit or doing what we can outside of Open Cape and then coming back to them.
You did bring
it. I did.
Task orders. So we did get some task orders to look at. So you think you really want to look at these decisions on that, or are you going to say you're trying to?
Yes, I did bring it's the same task order you've seen. I've just revised it. Put an ink signature on it to make it a little more official.
Okay. Is that previously, is that dated June 17th?
Correct.
That's the last day. Okay. Because I went through, I had one of the first that it was dated June 12th. And then it updated it. And it was just as things changed the dates of the public page. Then when, so the June 17th copy was missing a signature page. So it was in the public page. So
yeah, maybe. It's virtually the same. All I did was put parentheses, revised July 22nd, and I changed the date after on the signature page to July 22nd for both of us. I got a couple small formatting issues in the other one, so I can clean those up. But there's really been no change, and it's the same scope of services.
All right, so just to run through this. Task order 4 encompasses the entire project right through to so you can get the
correct. This task order includes the development of the final design plans. Once we get the 100% stamped design plans, would request to submit another proposal, which would include the bidding phase services and the construction phase services. We can separate those to two separate proposals if you'd like to see separate prices. But this is just for the final design, which we're discussed. It'll take us probably to the end of the year, probably not that long. But regardless, if we get it out to bid over January, February, be ready to go when the weather breaks in the springtime to hit that spring painting season, which is the real critical date. If we miss that, we have to wait to the fall painting season.
Right. Okay. And
this will focus on the how we structure this agreement is, you know, the sizing of the tank, whether it's 250 or 300,000 gallons, like we discussed. Because we have to evaluate the existing system with the water model, we will not know the extent of the optimal water main improvements. So I left out any water main design that is outside the parcel limits. Normally, these tanks are connected with a 16-inch main. I believe it's a smaller main.
And now it's 12, yeah.
It's 12 for a certain distance, that, and then it changes sizes. There's a unique configuration at that intersection.
Yeah,
there would be a dual main.
Up by the school, there's a 12-inch and a 6-inch run inside each other. Because originally there was a 6-inch going there, and I think back in 78, they did some improvements in town. Whitman and Howard put a big plan together for system improvements, and they got a big federal loan. And this is one of the things they did to improve, kick this 12-inch out, run it down, and connect it to the tank more so you get more water out of the tank and everything else.
And that may very well remain the same. Now, is it 12-inch that goes to the pump station number 3 that's nearby?
It's either 10 or 12. I'm pretty sure it's 10 right now.
That might be one we want to look at, upgrading to 12. That might give it better performance. Or we may very well we'll leave it at 10, depending on how that configures with the rest of the system, how the tanks fill, how the tanks operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's hard to determine the extent of it now. So this doesn't include any extended water main improvements. I don't anticipate expensive water main improvements. If we can do something on short order for a relatively low dollar amount that gives a tremendous benefit, we might strongly consider it. There's always improvements you can make, but again, these projects have budgets, so I'm not going to recommend a $2 million improvement, you know, to running 10,000 feet of water main.
Right.
So it's improvements within reason, within budget.
Yeah. The center of town has a lot of 6-inch in it, with the original build. It wasn't made to have, you know, everything out on the edges. It came down with 10-inch or something like that, and then went to 8, then it was 6 going through all High Street, Lake Street, all that whole center in there, School Street, all had at the time, and everything's been gradually, a little bit's been increased, but there's a big section of 6-inch in there, and that's one of the things you come up from the tank road onto, from West Street onto Old Oyster, and it runs 12-inch one way with a 6-inch, the other way just runs 6-inch down, so that's something you might think about. You're going to be feeding all that other extra in the center of town. You might want to extend something larger that way. I'm thinking that would be the only place where we might have a little bit of issue, at least.
And that's part of the kickoff meeting. Yeah. That's going to be a highlight. And modeling is easy to determine what the extents are, but I don't want to put a price on something I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
really cool, right?
Some of it is, yeah.
So it's not 6 inches anymore.
It's not too bad. There's not
a lot of surprise you.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
You'd be surprised. That tuberculation doesn't have to take place in there.
No.
It can be wide open in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement in them pipes.
Yeah.
Well,
that close
to
the tank, yeah.
It
seems you're like the resistance, and I was surprised how much it was.
Yeah,
there's been some that's been choked down. But we used to put a hexametaphosphate in the water years ago, and that used to keep the...
Didn't you have the coupon from out there in the main drag out there? There's nothing on that.
Yeah, I can show you anything. Yeah.
Yeah,
the ones that we did, even when we did them at School Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that.
No.
Virtually
you look at
so
if anything, you're talking this much on the corners.
Yeah.
Or manganese or something going around the inside. Most of the cement line. Yeah. They're pretty good.
It's not like it was in the old days where you're going to get pit cast and it's all tuberculated where you try to shine a light through it and it's not going through there. It's not this. This is lined and it's much different.
Flushing does help.
Yeah, I mean, a transmission main later on down in time too. If it's if a transmission main is necessary, hydraulic wise, you know, you don't have to stay with 16-inch ductile iron either, Bub. Yeah. You can go to 16-inch HDPE. I mean, you can't break that with a, you can't bust that. You cannot break that. Yeah, and it's very easy to transition from our mains to that. It's not a difficult task, and it's a third the cost.
And plus, we may want to downsize the tank to a 12-inch coming out rather than a 16. That is an option. And yeah. It saves you a few bucks during construction, and yeah. You know, that might be the other viable option.
There's options if we want to keep the number down. Okay. And those are, they're all viable options. It's not like, I mean, we're like in the dark ages over here, quite honestly, because from here, you go west of the Mississippi, there's no, it's all HDPE. You go north to Maine, it's all HDPE anymore. That's all changing. Big change is taking place.
So when you do your evaluation for the system right here, mm-hmm. if there's a recommendation of the future, what the project's all paid for, we could make some changes.
Sure.
That could be part of the recommendation for.
And we have some budgets set aside for the modeling. You know, and the engineers that are going to be working on that from Amory Engineers have a lot of experience. If we see a red flag elsewhere in the system, we can alert you of that. You talked a little bit before about the other project and, you know, going from different diameters, if that's something. And that's to close the loop, I believe. Is that
right now, it's just a dead end that we're going to be making into it.
So maybe we just want to connect that real quick on the model with an 8, a 10, or a 12 and see which one's most favorable, gives you the best performance. It might not be a huge difference, but, you know, maybe you get a lot more bang for the buck at a larger diameter. And that's something I'd recommend, you know, just doing a quick model. And that should take no more than an hour or two, you know, with someone who knows how to use the model to give you a recommendation on what you want to use up there.
I did tell you that I try to get into the endangered species just to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All I could find on it was that the Bonneville County was the highest, one of the highest populations of eastern box turtle in all of Massachusetts, or all of New England.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, I mean, when you're talking, we already have work over there and everything else, we're not going to be affected more than if they drop that tank, it's at 20 feet over.
Correct.
Into the wood line there.
We have to clear 150 by 150 regardless
yeah.
to get the new tank for the staging and all that area, which would, I mean, that site's not 150 by 150 now. We'd have to.
No, I have one side or the other.
Right.
Hopefully the wood side rather than the road side, just to keep as much as we can. And that's only going to help in the long run to keep trees away from the tank and
sure.
everything else. But, like right now, they're growing on top of everything.
Yeah, so we do have to go in there regardless and do some clearing.
So, I mean, it might be something just to make sure that it's in there, too. I didn't see it, and I know you said you didn't anticipate too much on it.
Understood. I can say with a high level of confidence, I don't see that being a significant issue with this project, given the fact there's already a tank there now, there's development all around it.
Yeah, the map that I have.
If we got
a lot of them saying that it had to be submitted at least.
Sure. I can even look back into the Santua tank. I mean, that was much more of a remote location and had much more clearing for the access
yeah.
road.
And they weren't worried, like they said.
And that was within the endangered
yeah.
species habitat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we tracked some turtles.
You said you could find it someplace, didn't you?
You can on the right on line.
I tried looking
you know what?
I couldn't find it.
I told you I was going to stop by and show you that too, right
yeah.
on line. Next time I stop by, I'll show you right on line how to do that. I'd brought the three copies, these three, which if you want to disregard, they're just marked as draft or something like that, so we don't get confused with it.
I think there's been a lot of people over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boating class? Is it boating?
Boating class.
Oh, boating.
See, a lot of younger people walking around here.
We'll get started right away. I was actually out there a few minutes ago, staking a few things out. We'll be in touch very soon.
I got inside.
I got everything.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow or later.
Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm just reserved for a boating course.
I'm not sure, is it supposed to be a Freedom Hall or is it supposed to be
here,
the Masonic Hall? What time?
Six. We have a test tonight. This is our last class.
Okay, so well then, if you want to just wait a minute, we'll just finish another meeting.
Thanks, we got 27 people, so.
Okay. Yep.
Great.
No
problem.
Thank you. Jackie was just showing up to suggest that she help out with the LA land acquisition plan.
Okay.
Chris Clark had made a request to her and Mark Robinson to approach me with some to help with the different land parcels. And I told her that she called about it today. I said, well, I was going to ask you to meet him to help. I said, we thought you were coming to talk to us about the land over here. Low Park. And she said, no, we're pretty much set with that right now. There's nothing really to report on it. As a matter of fact, they made another 31,000 this weekend. She said, right now, all I'd be able to do is go in there and say, hey, I want to make a meeting with Chris. So she said, I wouldn't have a meeting with this time. So I said, well, don't bother coming. I said, we'll get together sometime in the next couple of weeks. We'll sit down together and discuss it. And I'll tell you what I think is important. You tell me whether or not you think it's important, and then we can bring something back.
Okay.
So that's what we're sitting.
Very good.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The vote to adjourn is unanimous.
Now we're off.
Meeting adjourned.
We're off the record, right?
Hold on. Yeah. Now we're off.
This guy is a good guy.
Yeah.
Go get him. Yeah. Things have happened because he's a good, good guy.
This guy.
Yeah.
I agree.
She just walked in?
Yeah. No, the guy that's Russell.
So Russell's a good
guy. He's a good guy. But he's a new breed of engineer vendor that you don't have to chase the guy around to try to get him to send you some work, you know what I mean? He wants to do the job.
I'm just impressed.
I'm
quite happy.
Russ, tell me what you want and I'll go get it done.
Yeah.
And that's
shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, we have to have a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We almost got away without meeting again.
And the
appropriate date would be